The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes question him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. But the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. It's good to be back in Norman and Sooner Nation. The excitement of Sooner football is always fun. In Enid, almost everybody, the parish I was at before, almost everybody was OSU fans. So I had to be a little quiet. OSU, good. I still carried around a long OU lanyard for my keys for the parish. So everywhere I went, they saw my OU colors. So today was a good practice for them. We'll see how well they do the rest of the year. There's a great saint of the church, and I like to reflect a lot on the lives of the saints when I'm thinking about the readings for Sunday. I came across the story of Saint Fidelis. He was a saint from Germany. His life was interesting. He started off as a lawyer. He became an effective lawyer. He worked for a group of other lawyers while he was in his early adulthood. And very quickly, he recognized that even back in the 1600s, when he lived in Germany, that lawyers weren't always the greatest people to be around. Particularly this group he worked with, he found that they were quite dishonest, immoral, and they just weren't the kind of people he wanted to be around. And for him, it got to the point, that kind of work and what they were doing, it got to the point where he decided to give it all up. He was a devout Catholic, and he decided to go from being a lawyer to being a Capuchin Franciscan monk. He became a priest, and in his priesthood, he became a great defender of the faith. He would travel around, he would preach the gospel, he would bring the sacraments to the people, visit the sick. And in that time in the history of the church, which was right at the time and right after the Protestant Reformation. He did a lot of work to try to bring people back to the faith that had left. He was called by his superiors to go with a group of friends, a group of Capuchin Franciscans, to Switzerland. There was a community of believers there who had fallen away from the faith. They had gone into the Protestant faith, and he was sent there to preach and to talk to this community and to try to help them to come back to the church. So he went there, and he was very successful. He was a great motivator. He knew how to talk to people. He knew how to preach well. And him and his companions who went there, they were very successful in bringing a lot of people back to the church. Well, the local leaders were not very happy with it. In fact, so unhappy that they decided that they needed to get rid of St. Fidelis by killing him. So they plotted a murder. So it's kind of an exciting story in a way. The first thing they tried to do was shoot him with a gun. It didn't work. Somehow he dodged it. So they decided then to plot another way to kill him. They sabotaged him while he was traveling from one town to another. They ambushed him on the road, and they beat him to death. And what is said of him is at the end, just before he died, he was praying for his attackers. And that there was a Protestant minister and some other people nearby that heard him, that saw, first of all, that this was happening. But they heard him praying just before he died. And that Protestant minister and those believers all came back to the faith right there at that moment. Now, I tell you the story of St. Fidelis because he's a great example of what it means to be a doer of the word, what it means to be a faithful steward of God's truth and what God has given us in the faith. And so I want us to think about that reality this evening. What does it mean to be a doer of God's word? How do we become doers of the word? From our readings, a couple of things stand out to me. One is we have to work on gaining an interior peace, an interior self. And we do that primarily through prayer, but also through a constant seeking of God's love. Interior peace, an interior life, comes by way of relationship with God. And when we work hard, when we strive daily to have that kind of relationship where we know and trust and sincerely seek the Lord, then we'll find the peace that we desire. And so an interior peace that comes not just through prayer, but through also recognizing the need we have for God. Probably one of the greatest and most common sins of the world is our inability to rely on God. We're very good at saying to God, I can do this on my own. Not that we're saying, God, we want you to go away, but it's more like, don't worry, God, I've got this. And God's sitting next to us saying, but I want to do it for you. My love and my grace are sufficient. And so, trust me. Believe that what I say will come about. And pray every day for that trust. The other way we become doers of the word is by heeding the words of Moses, follow the commandments. But don't just know them. How many of you can still say all 10 commandments? Oh. They're in there somewhere, I'm sure. They're all in there. So it's not just about knowing them, right? We have to live them. We have to live them out in our daily life. The commandments of God are there for us to live and there for us to obey. We obey them because God said to us that not only are these the correct way to live and the correct way to behave, but when we do that, you will know me. When you live in this manner, you will encounter God daily. And God wants that daily encounter. Many of you might remember when St. John the 23rd was Pope. St. John the 23rd, when he became Pope, he took a particular motto. The motto was obedience and peace. That was his papal motto. And it was obedience first and then peace. Obedience to God's word, obedience to the will of God, obedience to these commandments of the Lord, obedience to trusting and relying on the one who gave us everything. And finally, it all comes then to the need for us to daily seek conversion of life. When we obey God and we focus on the will of God, the things of our life that we need to root out will come to us. One of the things about our sins I think is so important is our sins should not turn us away from striving for sainthood. They're the things that remind us daily of our constant need for God. And so we seek daily conversion of life. Doers of the word, disciples of Jesus Christ, humbly turn to the Lord saying, I need you. I need to get rid of this sin. I need to be free of this addiction. I need to stop the things I'm doing because I know that they're not only not good for me, they're not good for the church. And so we get up and we come back to God. Let's be doers of the word. Let's be faithful followers of Christ. Let's daily get up and say to the Lord, I'll follow you. When you call me, I'll go. When you ask something of me in trust, I'll say yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.